Research shows that helping people with dementia to connect with nature has a positive effect on their physical, mental and emotional health. Today in Fife, around 80 dementia sufferers and their carers took part in an adventure day. Our reporter Stephen Duff went along too.
I'm at Lochore Meadows Country Park, which is near Loch Gelly, and the sign at the door says linking people with nature, and that's what we're doing here today. About 80 people enjoying a picnic lunch at the moment, and I'm joined by Neil Mapes, who's from the group Dementia Adventure. Neil, what's today all about?
Today is all about getting people living with dementia out into the community, out into the great outdoors, out into the woodlands, and enjoying some time out in nature together. We know that this is good for people, physical, mental and social benefits from doing this together. And an enjoyable day out in the woodland together. I suppose you'll have people with different awareness, different abilities, so you'll adapt to that, will you?
We've got a variety of activities and options on offer for people. There's a lockside walk, there's nature-based activities, and we're asking people to engage with nature in different ways to suit their individual abilities. And there's a variety of ways that people can connect with nature, in addition to just being out in the beautiful great outdoors here next to all the lovely trees and everything. So yeah, we try and make group-based work so that people suits different needs.
And Henry Rankin, you're from the group Facing Dementia Together. You yourself have dementia.
Yes.
How's things for you at the moment, and how do you hope to enjoy a day like today?
Oh, today is good. Yeah, we're out in open air. Colour plays quite a big part of facing dementia. Out in open air, we've got plenty of people here to talk to, and it's good physically walking and enjoying it.
I suppose a lot of people, this will be something different. A lot of people are maybe in care at the moment.
Yep.
Something different, something away from going to a shopping centre or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, I think people have got different needs, especially people with dementia. It's not that they're all categorised together. You've got people with vascular dementia, and you've got people with eyes, Alzheimer's, which is a wee bit more serious. And it's good to actually move about and enjoy the countryside.
And Jill Donaghy from Woodland Trust Scotland, you've helped set up today. Tell us about what sort of activities there'll be.
Well, Visit Woods and Dementia Adventure have worked together on projects in the past, and we thought it would be a good opportunity to let the people in Scotland living with dementia have a chance to get into the outdoors. And we've set up a few activities, creating memory sticks, doing a bit of reminiscing work as they walk around the Lochside Walk, playing giant knots and crosses with twigs. There's kind of a bit of outdoor art. There's kind of something for everyone and for all the abilities.